You know, I have a few stories myself that, you know, when you're young, you hear your grandparents, even my mom telling stories. And I think the one that stuck out with me mostly.
Welcome to My Dope Evolution Unplugged podcast. My grandmother, she is a very spiritually inclined individual. She is highly protected. She was extremely obedient when it came to spirit. She was good to spirit, and spirit was good to her.
Wow.
When I mean, like, good to her, she honored, you know, she honored the Most High, and she prayed every day, and she... You know, my grandmother, that's the same, like how you said your auntie is.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother's light that way, mm-hmm. You know, she has the dreams, so she could tell you exactly what's going on. It's just, she has this thing about her that, it's crazy. It's actually pretty scary.
Wait, is your grandma still alive?
Oh, yeah. She's 91 years old. She's still kicking it. And, like, even with that, like, that's another story, but she beat cancer, colon cancer, at 79 years old.
Wow.
So this must tell you.
That's impressive.
But you know, that's another story for another day.
Okay.
However, this one particular story stayed with me, and I don't know what it is, but I always think about this story. You know, my grandmother is she's a very healthy individual, you know, very healthy, really sick. She knew exactly what to give you if you were sick with any. She already knew what kind of bushes to make, mix and give you. Like, she was a healer. So, you know, to our surprise, it's like she developed, like, asthma is what they would call it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like she had symptoms of this asthma where she couldn't breathe and all of this. It was strange because she was one never to really get sick. But, you know, as time progressed, or time went on, it was getting worse and it was getting worse. But then it came to a point where it's like every time she got into the house, she would be really sick. When she would leave, she'd feel better. But then it started to get to a point where she couldn't even leave her bed.
Oh, wow.
That's how sick she was. So she was unable to even leave her bed. So one night, my grandfather, rest his soul, was out in the yard. My mom was witnessing this. My mom had told me this story when she was younger. And my grandfather was outside, sleepwalking, mind you, because it was late at night. Mm-hmm. My mom was the older one. She always took care of everybody. So my grandmother was sick. My mom was always there with her.
Okay.
But the night my mom witnessed my grandfather sleepwalking.
Outside.
And he had, you know, the lamps.
Mm-hmm.
He had the lamp with him. And he was going to the four corners of the house. And at each corner, he would dig up this bottle.
Was he going deep, or was just...
It was just, he was just digging. She said he was just using this thing and just digging the hole.
Was he awake, or was just...
He was sleepwalking. Crazy, right?
Right.
But anyway. So he was digging this, and there was a bottle of the four corners of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dug up all those four from the corners of the house, and then there was a bottle right before the door. So she steps over the bottle time she goes into the house.
Right.
So my grandfather digged that last bottle out of the walkway of the house. So, you know, obviously that's something, that's a form of witchcraft that happened. But hearing the story being told by my grandfather, because my grandfather will tell you exactly what was going on when he was digging those four corners.
He could actually remember.
He remembered the dream, in his dream. Mm-hmm. So a great grand of mine, so it's like a grand uncle, great, came to him in his sleep, because he had passed years before, came to him in his sleep, took him up basically led him out and told him, dig here. He showed him where to dig. And it was in his sleep. And showed him where to dig. And he said, this one, take this one. And he took it out. And you know, my grandmother was not sick after that.
Wow.
She was not sick after that.
So wait, let me understand this. So your granddad actually remember digging up those bottles?
He did. He said he dreamt it. So he thought he didn't even know he was sleepwalking.
And your mom witnessed it.
And my mom saw him.
So that story that your granddad told you guys, you know it's true because your mom was able to tell you about the same story.
She saw him doing it. That's, so she's like, what is he out there doing?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So yeah, wow. that particular, and you know what happened, the backstory behind that. My grandmother inherited a big land, and her own family, her own relatives,
tried to
kill her so they could get that land. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you know these things happen. It happens all the time. Now, it's when I say happen all the time, it's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? When people do. Again, when they connect with spirit a certain way, it's the intentions behind it.
Right.
You know, always connect with spirit and do these, mm-hmm. you know, do these rituals and so on if it is for the good.
But obviously it wasn't good for your grandma.
It wasn't. So, yeah, that particular story, you know, my grandmother, she's gone through it, man. Mm-hmm. My grandmother has been declared dead before.
Wow.
And come back to life. Back to life singing a hymn. You know, so
wow.
My, you know, she's a powerful, powerful woman. And, you know, I look up to her. You know, she's amazing. Yeah, so it's one hell of a thing when you are honoring the Most High, you're honoring ancestors. I used to have those dreams. I used to be able to dream and get messages, but my disobedient ass, I was very disobedient because a lot of times you're like, you know, you want to do your own thing,
right?
But you get those things in your gut and it's you're getting the warning and you still go against it. And there's only so much times you could go against it before you lose it.
So do you remember some of those like dreams you kind of used to have that?
I do remember. Mm-hmm. I do remember some of them. Believe it or not, my sister, I remember when my sister was younger too, she would have these dreams and she never really made sense of it. But I do remember some of them. I don't want to be incriminating myself. You know, I don't want to be, not that deep. But what happened is because I was disobedient, I realized that side, that gift kind of left me. I don't think it left me. I just stopped tapping in.
So are you trying to reconnect?
Oh, I've been reconnecting. I've been, you know, going back to basics. So, you know, doing all the things that I need to do, especially when it comes to my well-being, and honoring spirit is definitely my daily practice. Do I get lazy sometimes? Yeah, I do. I won't lie, but spirit knows me. Spirit knows me. I begged forgiveness, but you know, it's the discipline.
Oh, it's always the discipline and the consistency, right?
So. Right. I believe that, you know, there's a path that's created for you. And a lot of us get off track. You know, we start following other things and following other people, but there's always, I believe, you will always be led back to that path because we all have a purpose, I believe, that needs to be served.
But what if we don't believe? Like, what about the others that, I understand what you're saying with the spirits and all, but like people who believe in spirits, like mm-hmm. they'll kind of experience that kind of, you know, deeper.
That connection.
Right, that deeper connection. So what about those people who don't believe? Do you think they, if they fall off grace, or gonna come back to what you don't believe in?
I believe individuals who are called will always find their way back on that path that was created for them. One thing I've learned, ancestors never leave you.
Even
may
if
not,
you don't listen?
even if you don't listen. The ancestors are waiting for you to acknowledge them. Like, I believe that the ancestors, your spirit guides, all, they were there from the time you were born. Do you understand? So we're gonna be very rebellious, but we're always protected. You know what I mean? We're guided and protected. And eventually, those who are called, we just say, because not everybody wants to tap, not everybody believes in certain things, not everybody, those who believe and, you know, want to connect, I believe those are the ones who are called, because, you know, they understand there's a greater source than them. They always find their way back onto the path that was created for them. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I tell you, spirit is real.
Honestly, you can't play around with it.
Remember my aunt that I told you that, like, dreamt my death, warned me.
That called you before the party.
Like, my brother passed away. Mm-hmm. You know, passed away for his 30th birthday. But that same aunt, she seen my brother's death and tried to warn him, but he didn't listen.
Mm. Oh, boy. Ouch.
Crazy.
Yeah, you don't play with spirits.
I know.
The bottom line is, you know, and you'll know when you're being called, because there's something in you that is, I don't want to say unsettling, but there's something in you that knows that there is more than what is, you know,
what is said,
what's being shown at face value.
Yeah.
There's something within you that knows that there is a deeper, there's a deeper connection that needs to be tapped into, right? And I believe that, you know, once you're obedient, when you're obedient, you know, you could have everything that you got to be careful to. When I say you could have anything that you want, because sometimes we want what we do not need. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we, you know, when we actually pray and, you know, manifest what we want, spirit will give it to you and say, look, this is what you wanted. Is it something you need? And, you know, it shows you, like, oh shit, I really didn't need that, did I? You know?
Yeah.
So you have to be mindful, you know, when it comes to connecting.
Right.
You know, but I always thought spirituality and ancestry and the Most High is such a amazing thing. My Dope Evolution Unplugged.
Many are called, but the chosen judge a call on you. I man say Zion, I'm coming home to you. Oh, holy man Zion, I'm coming home to you. I've faced a lot of trials and tribulation, but you all love that I man still stand strong. Still giving praise to the Almighty One and looking forward to reach Mount Zion. And I man say Zion, I'm coming home to you. The bingy man him say Zion, I'm coming home to you. They said I don't have no rights in a Babylon, because I don't know how the West was won. Neither I can't change their plan. The West is controlled by the Ku Klux Klan. Rasta man Zion, I'm coming home to you. Rasta says, Zion, I'm coming.